This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time now for that one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That is right, live from Pickler Universe here, your new headquarters for pickleball in Carrollton. It's time for What You Drinking and what you Thinking at 877-881-1053. We'll go around the broadcast position. We'll find out what we're all drinking and thinking, and then we'll take your phone calls. G-Bag today is coming up at 5:30. Eric Nadel, it's his birthday, and he's going to join us coming up at 5:20. Currently, I'm drinking a Diet Coke, 20-ounce. I'm thinking the Cooper Flag rebirth is here. It has been an incredible week of talking basketball and talking about the possibilities. I cannot wait to see what they decide to do with the rest of this roster because it's going to get rebalanced. You need more ball handlers, maybe another point guard, and there's a number of really good players that are out there. I would have to imagine this got to be the number one destination to try to get yourself to, knowing the work that the Mavs have to do with this roster and what they're capable of doing, you know, straight to the championship, I figure, next year. Boys, brought us drinking, thinking.
Having a Stella right now, really tasty, one of the best I've ever had. Thinking right now that it's like, listen, if you're going out to the Stars game Saturday night, I know you're going to do your part. I'm going to admit it. I am a little nervous, though. I just don't want this goalie to think about even winning a game on the road. Mm-hmm. I want him to have all bad thoughts about playing on the road. I want everybody to talk about how bad his record is, how many goals he gives up. Please don't let him figure it out tomorrow night. But if you're a Stars fan, I know you're going to do your part. Hopefully the team will do their part for you as well.
I got to imagine, you know, psychologically, the chances of like breaking that mindset and suddenly showing up confident are low. But if they get a couple in the first period, Brian, playing a little bit of confidence,
yeah,
I'll be terrified. Because I think going back up there after losing back-to-back games 4-0, how could it not be in your heads at that point?
No, at that point,
score up there.
The shoe's on the other foot then. Yeah,
yeah. Well, Chuck, drinking, thinking.
We got a delicious Stella Artois as well, and I'm thinking just had another Tola. I'm not going to mention any names. Could be a surprise. Say they just went and got a nice little ring. From RS Dime Brokers.
There you go.
Congratulations.
My dad was awesome. I was on a little bit of a time crunch there. They came through, so I'm glad. I'd hate it. If you didn't have a good experience, let me know. You know, I'll let him know. You need to get this together.
Be the first time that's ever happened.
And a big shout out to Quentin Jammer, former Texas Longhorn.
Oh, wow.
San Diego Charger. He said he's 16 months sober, and he's feeling amazing.
So, as you drunkenly try and not spit that out.
Yeah.
So 16 months?
16 months sober.
16 months summer sounds good, too.
I love a good summer.
Broadus is crapping on it.
Broadus
is like, make the announcement when it's 36 months.
I was just
make the announcement when it's 16 years.
Dawson,
16 months?
Dawson's been almost 10 years, right?
Watchdog and sobriety over there.
That's a bit rude on
your just
part.
Saying, man.
I think it's 16. It's very difficult when you're an addict.
I will say this. I'm just going to be real honest here. If Rodeo Ron, who I know is listening right now, if he'd have said 16 months, I'd have said it's a damn miracle.
He's coming up on 60 days, I believe.
Yeah,
Speaking of Rodeo Ron, good
for him.
Maybe we'll hear from him shortly.
Yeah, keep it going, sir. Keep it going.
Drop the confetti for Ron.
Yeah.
Sipping on an ice cold Stella, piggybacking off of your Cooper Flag moment there, Dawson.
Yeah.
I saw some old footage 16-year-old Cooper Flagg game-tying buzzer-beater three at Rucker Park over the projected number two overall pick, Dylan Harper, who's going to be a San Antonio Spur. Rucker Park, 16 years old, Cooper Flagg, bang, with Mike Breen on the call.
Let's go.
Buzzer beater in his face. That's a good assassin sort of moment that we're
absolutely
hoping for with the Flagster.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be an amazing build-up to this draft. Let's go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander screening up your phone calls. What you drinking, what you thinking, sir?
I've had about a whole gallon of water today. I started about 6 a.m. I'm about finished with that water. Thinking it's going to be a good, relaxing weekend for you, boy, man. Thinking about hitting the gym. Watching some NBA basketball tonight. Go Knicks tonight! Tonight!
That is right.
WNBA. And then probably de-stress. You know what I'm saying? Staying in tune with my star player. Been taking a lot of heat this week in the past 2 weeks. And it's time to decompress, in a sense.
There you go. Sounds like a good weekend is in store. And, yes, Paige Becker is making her WNBA debut tonight. I'm going to set a reminder for myself, you know, and we'll get that figured out. I think they're on free TV. I think all the Wings games are on free TV.
Nice.
Okay, at 877-881-1053, where are we going first, Lucius?
Let's go to Rodeo Ron. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
There he is.
I'm drinking some Mighty Fine H2O. Is it you?
Oh, no, Ron.
We're up and we go. And Friday, it's 10 weeks strong for rodeo.
There you go. That's what I want to hear.
If you've never been an addict, Brutus, you just don't know how hard it is. The first time I've ever gotten my stuff sober.
There you go.
It's got to put me every other time. But, hey, let's go Stars tomorrow night. The man's got lucky and got the number one pick, and that Cowboys schedule is brutal, and I sure hope they don't drive me back to drinking this year. But, hey, in the meantime, if you're not listening to that 105.3 The Fan, being sober with Rodeo Rod, going live. Where the F-U-F, baby.
You're Ron. Thanks, there Ron. Keep it going, man.
That might be the call that we look back on Ron's sobriety and say this is where he started to find his fastball again.
there it is.
Right, dude. That was wonderful. In 10 weeks, 70 days.
Good for him.
For Rodeo Ron. That's a pretty good run already. Okay, and that opens a line for you if you want to jump in here, what you drinking, what you thinking. G-Bag of Days coming up at 5:30. Where are we going next, Lucius?
Jerry Jonesy. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Well, I do want to stop and say, first of all, that I have not had a drink today quite yet. I do plan on sitting over a nice cold glass of Johnny Walker Blue. But all that to be said, I do believe that Rodeo Ron had a real nice point there. But there is truly nothing tougher than old Jay Jonesy and Zach Woolchuck whooping somebody's A behind the Kroger, if you know what I mean. If they want to challenge the Woolly Bully, they're going to have to lace up their bootstraps for old Jay Jonesy.
Love you. Thank you, brother.
Heck yeah, Jonesy.
Great
Let's go,
call.
Jay Bear.
Appreciate you. Opens a line. Yeah, if you missed it, when was that? Back in the 4 o'clock segment?
One of your guys, Gavin.
Right around 4:20.
4:20 supposed to be chilling time.
Woo. Woolchuck.
I'm all for a disagreement on a sports argument. Don't come as me as a pops.
Went after you as a dad. That's tough. Cross the line right there.
Yep.
Haven't seen that side of Wooly Bully since he challenged James Slater in Oxnard a number of years ago now. It's a rare occasion.
Yeah, James.
It's tight to bold, though. Where are we going next, Lucius?
We just lost the man.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Talk amongst yourselves.
All right.
Okay.
At eight, sounds like we have a line open. At 877-881-1053. But, yeah, that guy was going after Eliza?
No, just me. He was like, you shouldn't have any more kids, and you want to be a dad, and was just kind of trolling. And that's fine. Like, he thinks the Bears is a terrible destination. It very well could be. I don't care. We can disagree on sports arguments all the time. Brian and I respectfully had a disagreement on Jamie Benn. That's the beauty of sports. We debate. We don't have to agree. But we don't need to make things personal. And we just have different parenting styles, I guess, myself and the 214. I would have handled this very differently if I was Caleb Williams' father.
Oh, that was the angle. I was wondering how the parenting got into
the
football team.
Like, if, let's say, Eliza was the number one pick to the Chicago Bears, I would tell her, honey, I understand, but things happen for a reason. We don't have a choice here. You go there and you be your best self. You are the perfect person to turn around this organization, and I believe in you. And that's what I've raised her to do. Go Amen. Be special.
Amen.
Okay.
All
right. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Man, I'm on a late lunch from work, so just drinking a green tea. First time caller, long time listener, Tolo.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm just going to make it quick. First of all, in flag we trust. We got that coming. Good go Mavs. Cowboys season looks rough, but I like what we're doing. And Stars, we're going to take it home tomorrow. Let's go, baby.
Salute. Thank you for the call, Matthew.
Good call.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing really that much to be worried about. You just have to trust that you are the better team and you're coming home and you're going to wrap this thing up. Nervous moments, though. You know, the things like this happen right now. The OKC Thunder, you know, having to go to a Game 7 against a team they feel like they're clearly better than. But, you know, all these teams, especially at this point in the tournament, are good sports teams. In flag, we trust. I love that. There might be conversations going on behind the scenes to maybe consider a Cooper Flag-inspired 2025 G-Bag Nation flag.
Dude. Okay, I was wondering about that.
That would be awesome.
Flagtober with two Gs.
So always Flagtober.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Where are we going next, Lucius?
Let's go to Charles. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Charles?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. This is Charles from Fort Worth. I'm drinking on a lovely Dos Equis. You know, lovely. And I'm thinking that I'm very glad that I don't play for the Winnipeg Jets because even in a winning effort, they looked shook to death last night. And I imagine that's a very solemn plane ride over here to Dallas because they know it's belt to cheeks as soon as they touch down the American Airlines Center. I'll let you gentlemen go. Love the show. Keep doing what you're doing.
There he goes. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, sir. Appreciate that. Turning it on, leaving it on behavior as we are live here at Pickler Universe Pickleball in Carrollton. It's a great facility. And today's broadcast brought to you by Stella Artois. If you're hearing about all this coldy cracking going on and you're feeling about 12 ounces short, swing on by. We got a free Stella Artois for you, as well as free pickleball courts until 7 o'clock. And where are we going next, Lucius?
Let's go to Mr. Rick Shelley. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Rick?
Well, I'm having a Crown and Dr. Pepper with a twist of lime.
Interesting.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Sounds like you know your way around a cocktail.
Well, no, that's all I had, you know. And,
I love it. What you thinking?
You make do sometimes.
That's right. What you thinking?
Anyway, what I'm thinking is that Mr. Jones is going to get us to the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, wow. All right.
I think that they put a team together that nobody thinks they can, and I think this is going to happen.
All right.
Appreciate that, Rick. Talking about Troy Aikman's surprise here for the NFL.
Hey.
Can't rule it out. You know, I don't think that's a ridiculous take, considering this was a team that won 13 games 3 years in a row. Last year they had quite a few injuries. And I think it's a lot to bet on with a new coaching staff and the holes that, you know, a guy like Brian Broaddus can point out on this roster for you. It's a lot to have conviction in.
Hey, man, from his mouth to the football god's ears.
Gosh.
We need all the lucky bounces we can get,
The
bro.
First thing I was thinking of when he said it was he's just drinking the Crown right out of the bottle.
Yeah, that Crown's hitting.
You know, that felt sack. he was just straight.
Oh, yeah.
There was no lime, lemon, no ice. Just straight Crown. Maybe sitting out in the hot sun.
Probably hot.
Sitting out in the hot sun doing warm. It. I just...
Not much Crown left in that bottle.
No, and maybe thinking about getting another one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, God.
It's that time.
Hey, it's that time.
Who's up next, Lucius?
Let's go to Dylan. Dylan, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Man, I got a new one for y'all. Y'all nice. Ever tried Alani, the Pink Slush, and some Tito's? Y'all need to try it. It's delicious.
That's the Alani?
But, Alani, yeah, the energy drink. It's like a Red Bull, but, yep, y'all need to give it a shot.
What I'm thinking is
Cowboys are going to the NFC Conference game. We're going to beat Washington out. We're going to kick the Eagles' butt. First game of the year. They're not even going to be in the picture. But hear me out. We're going to the Super Bowl, but we're losing to the Bills.
Oh!
Oh, he put the he put it you back in the bottle.
It's all right. It's still a success.
I think
dude.
I'd take it. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, you think you'd take
it? I'd take it.
You would freaking throw your own NFC Championship parade.
Oh,
you would
man.
Be the court jester
we
for the parade.
Made it.
Yeah, that would be that would feel like a Super
be
Bowl.
Be quite the
here.
Redemption for Buffalo.
Gosh, dude, the Cowboy Hopium. 70% of Cowboys fans right now
wow.
think they're winning 9 to 11 games.
That's a lot.
That unbelievable.
Is tough to imagine. How about the emotional letdown of actually playing that NFC title game after the Super Bowl-like celebration after divisional weekend
dude.
When they finally do win that game?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's true.
Honestly, just seeing them playing on a Super Bowl Sunday, like a Super Bowl Sunday pregame that's a Cowboys Super Bowl. Like, I can't even
is that
fathom
Santa
it.
Clara where we're at
you,
this
You don't
year?
Have to fathom.
Shut up, Eric.
That would be nice to get out there and actually stay for the weekend for once. All these Super Bowl trips.
I can
gotta go home on Friday again, boys. Yeah. See you next time. Can we get one more in, Lucius? What do you think?
Well, we might have to. You have to go fast. We got three more, actually.
Okay.
All right. I promise these guys. And Tolo, Chris, what do you drink? What are you thinking, bro?
Yo, peace to the guys. I'm drinking a little bit of Tito's and water right now. And what I'm thinking is, why did they not let DeGrom finish that whole game last night? Like, the way that the eighth inning was moving, they should have gone ahead and let my dude go ahead and finish that thing right there. And the other thing I'm thinking is, the other two callers probably before me, I don't know what they drinking, but they drinking some wrong stuff. They need to help with that Cowboy stuff, bro. Like let's pump the brakes. Let's get to week six before we start making some decisions about what the team going to be and what they're not going to be.
Well said, Chris. Appreciate that with his Tito's and water. Add a couple lemons. I think he's got a shotty.
He's got a shotty with
a
couple lemons. Yep.
Yeah, two-thirds of the way to a shotty. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I figured with DeGrom, you know, it's a close game.
Pitches.
I got to risk it with the bullpen. I don't want to go to 100 pitches with him. Yeah. You know, I love this Jacob DeGrom story arc that we're on right now. Who's next, Lucius?
Rob in Fort Party Worth. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Man, it's been a long week. So right now I'm leaving the office drinking a cup of coffee that was brewed at 8:30 this morning. But I just wanted to hop on 100,000 watts real quick and say give the Metroplex a little Fire Nico action. Appreciate it, boys. Go Stars.
Fire Nico. And who's going to wrap this thing up, Lucius?
Ryan and Richardson, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, right now I'm just drinking some water. I'm thinking, you know, either I'm going to drink some Jack Daniels or Mountain Dew when I get home, or maybe a margarita. And I'm thinking that, hey, you know, are the Rangers pitching, starting rotation right now, and pitching is pitching at the top of the league right now? And our bats are just letting us down. Our bats need to step it up, because our pitchers are giving it all they've got, and they're doing great. And so these guys need to step it up, because if they do, we could be the best team in the league.
Thank you, Ryan. I agree.
Great.
This is just one great offense away from being the best team in the league, and it's good to hear from all of you. Thanks for telling us once again what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Eric Nadel joins us on his birthday. Then we get the G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live as we hit the expressway next, the fam.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. And G-Bag of the Day is coming up in just a few minutes. Eric Nadel's jumping on with us here. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. And it's the Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Here's Eric Nadel, presented by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great, Gavin. How are you?
Doing wonderful, especially with this Rangers winning streak. What do you make of the way they're playing right now?
Well, the great pitching has continued. I think we have to get really serious about the fact that this is no fluke, that the Rangers are probably going to finish with one of the top pitching staffs in the league. I think the starting rotation is for real. Guys in the bullpen are stepping up even when the three at the back aren't available. And the hitting has actually started to happen. You know, we've been waiting all year, and now there are some really good signs. You see, Jock Peterson is hitting some balls hard, even though he hasn't gotten great results. He's started to hit the ball hard. Jake Berger has come back from the minor leagues, playing really well. So I think we're starting to see the Rangers play the way we thought they would all along.
Just in time for your birthday, man. It was awful nice of him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. You know, I think about some of the games that have been played on my birthday, and, you know, last night's game reminded me of a game in Chicago maybe 10 years ago, a little more than that, where Colby Lewis pitched a similar game in Chicago. It was really cold on my birthday, and I remember saying to Colby, hey, you know, this is my birthday, and I'd really like to go out afterwards and hear some music, but you're going to have to finish this thing in about 2 hours and 15 minutes. Damned if he didn't do exactly that. It was great.
Yeah, it's amazing, Eric. I mean, getting to work with you for a few years in the booth, and we got 3.5 hour games, seemed like on a regular basis. Now with the pitch clock, you look up and the outstanding pitching of this club, a 2-hour and 1-minute game, it's heaven.
And it's the second week in a row they've had a 2-hour, 1-minute game. You know, the game they lost last week to Tarek Skubal, where Corbin battled Skubal right down to the wire. That was a 2-hour, 1-minute game. It's phenomenal.
Eric Nadel here with you in the G-Bag Nation 105 through the Fan. Speaking of phenomenal, Evaldi on the hill tonight. Is this the best Evaldi we've ever seen?
Yeah, it really is. Like all the things that he does well that we've seen him do in the postseason, for example, in 2023, he's doing now. In terms of the pitch mix being totally unpredictable and having better command, I think, than we've ever seen him. You know, the best strikeout-to-walk ratio in all of Major League Baseball. You know, I don't think we've ever seen him this good over a stretch of 8 or 9 starts.
How do you like it when you're right on the home run pick? Because I was right last night.
I'm usually very relieved because I'm not right that often. So when I do, it's more a matter of relief that I won't be totally humiliated at the end of the season and not have any right.
Do you think Berger's like dialed in though and about to go on one of these Berger runs that he's had the last 2 years?
Yeah, I do think so. The fact that he's hitting the ball the opposite way with such authority, I think, is an indication that that Jake is definitely back to where the Rangers thought he would be you know, when they made that move in the offseason and traded Nathaniel Lowe away and got the deal done to get Berger here, I think this is exactly what they were expecting.
So, Eric, I mean, we got Rivalry Weekend, which the league is trying to push now, and clearly we hate the Astros here in DFW. You know that better than anybody. But having grown up in Brooklyn, a Brooklyn Dodgers fan, obviously listening to New York Yankees broadcast, the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry, where do you think this Astros-Rangers rivalry is now amongst all of Major League Baseball?
Well, I think it's still pretty civil compared to, say, the Dodgers and the Giants, you know, where they seem to be fights in the parking lot every night, or the Yankees and the Red Sox, where you can't sit through a half inning without hearing some sort of profanity, you know, when those teams are playing one another. So I think the Rangers maybe are more in line with the Cubs and the Cardinals, something like that, where those teams have a great rivalry, but the fans don't necessarily despise each other as fans, which I think is what happens in the Dodger-Giant rivalry and the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry.
Hey, Eric, I'm going to let you tell people where they can have lunch or dinner with me for your charity. I'm super excited about that. So please, if you're out there listening, you want to have lunch, dinner with me, whatever Eric sets up for us, Eric, please tell them how they can go do that.
Yeah, we're going to have the auction go live on Thursday of next week for my birthday benefit concert. The concert is May 29th at the Longhorn Ballroom. People can pick up tickets at longhornballroom.com for Secret Sisters and Shiny Ribs. But the auction will be open to everybody, not just people attending the event. It'll be online next Thursday. You can follow me, you know, on Twitter or X at NadelER. Or on Instagram, Rangers Voice. And one of the items will be lunch for four with Brian Broaddus at Pecan Lodge.
There you go.
One of my favorite restaurants.
Mine
and,
too.
The classic Dallas barbecue place. And we're anxious. I think I'm going to bid on that myself.
Well, I appreciate that. I promise I'll show up sober, Eric, if it helps the situation, okay?
If you show up sober, that's fine, but we want to make sure that you leave sober as well.
There you go. There you go.
That's why
please,
I want to
please,
win this
yeah.
and keep an eye on you.
Please, please, please bid on that. If you're out there at lunch with me for four, Pecan Lodge, great barbecue, I promise you, you'll have unbelievable conversation about anything you want to know about this football team.
And speaking of having a good time, what are you drinking tonight, Eric?
You know, this being my actual birthday, I believe that I might indulge in some margaritas over the course of the evening. I'm trying not to start too early, and I'm not working tonight, lest people think that I'm going to be inebriated on the air. I might be inebriated, but I won't be on the air. I'll be watching the game on my phone, and I'm going to go to the House of Blues and see Samantha Fish, who is one of my favorite blues guitarists and vocalists, and I'm going to be multitasking over there following the Rangers and listening to Samantha Fish.
I love it. Eric, happy birthday. Go Rangers, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks very much, guys.
Cheers. There he goes. Eric Nadel with you here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are 1 hour from the pregame. Let's go back into that Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-Bag of the day.
Hey, what is Eric Nadel's sponsor there, Mr. Dawson?
Eric Nadel is brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. Lucius, thanks for asking.
Beautiful, bro. Beautiful.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. This is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. Shout it at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is Mavs great Rolando Blackman. He joined the KNC Masterpiece yesterday, and they had a Mike Bassick story for him.
Our former co-host Mike Bassick, major league pitcher, now broadcasting for the Rangers, he told us a story years and years ago when he was playing in Major League Baseball that him and all of his teammates went to a strip club.
An adult dance club.
And this one lady was trying to like convince him to get a dance, and she said, you know, I'm from Panama. And Mike's response was, did you know that Rolando Blackman was also from Panama? And he said at that moment, the dancer looked at him and decided it was time to move on to somebody else.
How interesting. How interesting that is. Because I was hoping the story would be something. I was hoping the story would be something more valuable than that.
I love it. You know, the thing I love,
stupid question,
is that working with Mike for 5 or 6 years or however long that was, Lucius, you could be talking about anything with Mike and he would fire a Mavs take at you.
Yeah.
We're changing the conversation to Mavs. I wonder if he's back now.
I don't think he's full back because I know like Higgy was talking about how he used to be up late at night. His wife would be asking like, what are you doing? And he's on like Tankathon or whatever. He's doing like trade machines, hypothetical. Yeah. I don't think he's ever going to get back to that version of Baskey the Mavs fan.
All right, let's see here. Okay, yeah, I'm waiting for him to crash out. It's a long season, bro. It's a long season. It's still getting there. Time. Yeah. It might be like second or third season before he finally gets real loose.
Yeah, maybe year one, you got to keep it good, keep it kosher.
He's on his best behavior. You're meeting the representative right now. This is the representative.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, this is George Pickens right here.
Let him get a little comfy.
Yeah, a little comfortable. Let that contract year pass up. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to NBA on TNT, where they hit Charles Barkley with the wrap it up music.
Uh-oh.
Because he takes too long to make his point.
He does.
Come on, Charles.
He does.
But I've always told you I would never double the Joker. I wouldn't, because he'd rather have 15 assists than score 35, 40 points. That's just my personal belief. Because those guys need him to get off. Like, they're not guys that you can just get a ball to and say score. Like, Michael Porter Jr. is a terrific shooter, but he gets 90% of his shots are wide open. Aaron Gordon has made himself a really good shooter, but he probably doesn't get another 6 points a game on log from the Joker. But Jalen has a great point. The one guy has got to be... is.
Congratulations on your award. Now get off the stage.
I love that.
Better wrap it up.
Yeah, it's funny.
They have fun over there, man.
They do.
They have a lot of fun.
Let's see. This one right here is not a nominee.
Winner.
But it is graduation season. Jeez. And this man, he had to go viral, I guess. You got to do it for the timeline. Dude thanked Diddy and R. Kelly at his graduation. I'm pretty sure they didn't hand him his diploma.
All right, my name is TJ Starks, and I'd like to thank my mama and my friends all from the back door, and I'd like to thank Robert Kelly and Sean Combs and for inspiration to me, and I can't believe it, and I'm here now. So I'll give a big shout-out to Sean Combs. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And Jordan.
Yeah. Wow. Didn't think that went through.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up there and thank Sean Combs. What else you going to do?
See what else we got. Okay, this one right here, popular demand. RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chop?
Which one's Chop?
We got an AI broader situation. I'll let him set it up for you. Check it out.
Brian Broaddus had the worst take when it came to talking about why maybe some Stars fans or some casual hockey fans have not jumped on the bandwagon aggressively for the Dallas Stars yet.
If I can ask you guys this question, though, hockey fan is going to do this, but is fan that's trying to be the bandwagon fan, these games are hard to find. These
True games, TV.
No, it's hard to find if it's a, is it a TNT game? Is it a
TNT or ESPN?
ESPN, I mean. but okay, what night?
Let's give more covering fire to the casual fan. I decided to ask AI Brian Broaddus yesterday. Oh. Hey, AI Brian Broaddus, do you have any more excuses for Stars fans?
You know, how do the Stars expect fans to even get to the game with how confusing cars are these days? I put it in R to go, L, N. That's a lot of letters that you expect guys and gals to learn. Are you going to learn that if you're a casual hockey fan? If you're walking around Dallas, how do you even know a game is going on at the AAC? I mean, I can't see any ice from the outside. It looks more like Petra to me. Seriously.
The first time I went down there, I was like, whoa, am I in southern Jordan right now with this rock cut architecture and these water conduit systems? I'll tell you what, I think Jake Ottinger is really hurting the Stars right now with their fan base. People are going up to me and they're saying, Ryan, I love your podcast with Vach Lombardi. And then they say, you know, I went to the Stars game last night and I never saw an otter on the ice. My children were so upset. And it's like, you're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that. Maybe we should stop with such confusing nicknames. I just think we need to be consistent here.
That's great,
dude. Well done.
That is well done. 10. I can't believe how incredible AI version
is. I'm just telling you now, he's got a scary tool in his hands.
He
Get
does.
Ready.
He does.
I am never going to cross what that guy said. Again.
No. Yep.
Oh, what?
I know. Be careful with Bob.
I wouldn't cross him either.
Yeah. Mm.
That was pretty good, though. I think that was like some PG content, though, from Bob. He can do much worse than that. I'm terrified.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He kept that tame.
What do you think, Lucius? You want to vote?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Let's do that.
Okay, is it our champ, Rolando Blackman, getting the Mike Bassick strip club story retold to him? Our one-time champion. Is it Charles Barkley getting the music to wrap it up there? Is it a graduation speech from TJ Starks, or is it RJ and Choppy Show delivering AI brought us? That's my vote, Chief. How about you?
Oh, absolutely.
Lucius?
Yeah, for sure.
All righty. What do you think, Wolf Chuck?
Yeah, definitely Brian.
Brian?
I'm going to vote for Charles Barkley.
By a score of 4-1.
Change it up a little bit.
You're new.
Hey, Lucius works hard at this stuff, man. He deserves votes. Yeah.
He does. Yeah. And a lot of Tolos work hard to tune into the G-Bag of the Day every afternoon at 5:30. But if you miss the champ, you can always go back and listen to everything with the Odyssey app, instant rewind functionality. Or you can listen in at 2:25 every day. We replay the champ for you. It's time to go back into the Pimp Cup, though, where Lucius has LA Live.
Have you seen these AI voice situations where you can have like a whole conversation with a celebrity?
No.
Yeah, my friend was talking to Ice Cube, and I actually thought he was talking to Ice Cube, and it's just AI.
Jeez.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, we are in a danger zone, y'all.
Bobby nailed me. Man, he nailed me.
Okay.
He nailed it.
All right.
Hey, all right,
pause. Nah, it's too late, man. Let's get into a Feel Good Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance some of everything. Everybody get high.
I smoke a lot of weed. Which means I need a girlfriend that smokes weed. Because I'm over the compromise. When I smoke and she don't, and she try to work with me, they're like, it's okay, you can smoke. I don't care. And then I smoke the way I smoke. Oh, another one? Wow. Another one? Yes, DJ Khaled. Another one.
Yes, Feel Good Friday. This is LA Live for Friday, May 16th, 2025. It is a Feel Good Friday here in LA Live. Welcome in Tolos. Welcome in first time. Welcome in last night. Welcome in long time listeners. Another wild ass week of 2025 in the books. We made it. Now let's enjoy this weekend because we earned it. Let's do it safely. Guys, do you know what we should be doing? What am I going to do next?
Don't crash out.
What should we do?
Warning.
What do we do first?
Avoid the law dogs?
Avoid the law
dogs. There you go.
Yeah. Avoid the law dogs.
Avoid the law dogs. Don't make them work too hard this weekend.
Yep. Make sure you don't add to the population or subtract.
That.
I'll be the one to subtract.
I want you to avoid the law dogs because if you get arrested tonight, you will not get out of jail until Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to mind your speeds, too, because there's certain lanes where you can do certain speeds. Okay? And I don't need you doing 40 on the highway because we do 70, 75 here, bro.
Let them know, Lucius.
I'm just saying. Look, I see it all over the timeline. Everybody complains about DFW traffic right now. It's getting worse and worse by the day. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanning this weekend. In other words, don't crash out. Here's that weekend warning, bully.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one to
do subtract. Not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucius.
It's like Jazzercise.
Boing, boing, boing. Let it boing. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. And it's a Friday right here. I'm just going to empty the clip. Some things I did not get to this week, I'm just going to give them to you right now while we have time. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, because I'm feeling this.
Baby.
Shout out to Louisiana. Boy, bitch. Ooh, my surprise. All right, all right, all right, here we go.
100 stories.
Remember when RFK Jr. savagely he roasted the West Governor, West Virginia Governor's weight?
He did.
Yeah.
He called him out.
By way of hello.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, nice to meet you.
When I
You're so fat.
First met you, bro.
Hold on. RFK would trade Luka, no doubt about it.
You think so?
Hey, trade him. Yeah.
Get him on a non-fluoride diet.
Yeah, non-fluoride diet. Now,
what you need to do is you need to start drinking more water in the morning.
Traded for Manute Bowl.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, RFK right here, he roasted West Virginia's governor's weight.
Uh-oh.
By mistake, I think. I don't know.
I got to know. I said to Dr. Morris, or Governor Morrissey, the first time I saw him, I said, "You look like you ate, Governor Morrissey." And raise your hand if you want Governor Morrissey to do a public weigh-in once a month.
Damn! Oh,
they all cheer.
Yeah!
Yeah, weigh his ass.
That cannibal bleep hole. Crazy, bro. Crazy stuff right here. I pledge you that because this week, Mr. Donald Trump.
Uh-oh.
He roasted one of his rich friends, didn't I name him, over something he calls the fat shut. The fat shut.
I mean, I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine who's a businessman, very, very, very top guy. Most of you would have heard of him. A highly neurotic, brilliant businessman, seriously overweight.
Damn.
And he takes the fat shot drug. And he called me up and he said, President, he calls me. He used to call me Donald. Now he calls me President.
Wait a minute! No, hold on. Look at Donald getting in his bag right there. He says, "President, used to call me Donald. Now he calls me President because I am the President again."
Who's taking fat shots?
President, he calls me. He used to call me Donald. Now he calls me President. So that's nice respect. But he's a rough guy, smart guy, very successful, very rich. I wouldn't even know how we would know this, but because he's got common sense. President, could I ask you a question? What? I'm in London. And I just paid for this damn fat drug I take. I said, it's not working.
Oh.
He said.
It's not working.
He said, I just paid $88. And in New York, I pay $1,300. What the hell is going on?
Said, it's not working.
Not working.
Expensive
not
fat working. Shots that don't work.
Yeah. The fat shot drug.
Yeah, if you still eat, it's not going to work.
The fat shots.
The fat oh, shot man. Drug.
I was wondering, is he talking about Elon drug. In there?
Who?
Elon? You know?
Well, he said that dude was obese.
Yeah,
he's a very fat, very rich, very fat.
I mean, Elon's got a giant boiler, though. He's thin everywhere else, but his belly says 400 pounds.
That's a South African way.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, man. You see a fat South African, it's all straight in the middle.
He looks like a stand-up frog. Every time I look at him, he looks like a frog on his hind legs, a WB frog in a black t-shirt. That's what he looks like to me. I say that respectfully to Elon. Looks like Jim Henson put that fool together.
Yes. Dark crystal.
Dark crystal. Oh, my God. There's a DJ in this Metroplex that looks like the Dark Crystal girl.
Oh, no.
Shots fired.
Oh, no.
Hey, all right. What else did I have for you boys? Okay. Remember when Mace from It Is What It Is podcast talking about sports with him and Cam?
Yeah.
Remember they had a gotcha moment for Mace?
Yeah, I'll take it back.
And
take
he
it
slid
back.
Off the hook, right?
Yeah, right.
If you did not hear that, I'm going to play it real quick, y'all.
Need so much more to beat this Indiana team. Because they're playing with purpose. It looked like they're trying to win the East. It doesn't look like they're just trying to win this series. I wouldn't be surprised if they win this and beat whoever else is in the East. I'm not going on a record of that.
You actually already won a record that said that. You said whoever wins this series is going to beat whoever wins the next series. You're on the record.
Okay. Well, I'm off the record.
That is good, bro.
Yeah, it is good. So I got to remember that one.
Well, I'm off the record now, Killer.
I'm off the record.
I'm not on the record anymore, Killer. I'm off. I'm off the record. Well, New Jersey Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, she almost had a gotcha moment, a real tense moment with RFK Jr. I had this all for Toxic Tuesday. But he slid out of it.
Why? And what is your rationale for eliminating that program specifically? Why?
I'm very committed to Leahy. My brother ran a low.
I don't care about your past. I care about your functioning in this department, in this administration right now in response to this question.
My time has expired.
Well, then so has your legitimacy.
Oh, good.
Zing.
Wow.
My time has expired. It's crazy, bro. Well,
what an answer.
I have an answer for you, but I just look at the clock.
Oh, look at the clock.
Well, would you look at the time?
There's the bell.
Yeah. One more from Toxic Tuesday. Trinidad has a new prime minister.
Oh,
maybe like a few weeks ago or whatever. Anyway, I guess they're relaxing the gun laws, and she's super excited about it, bro.
Home invasion laws and legal firearms. And when the brutal rapists and criminals come into your homes, I tell you again, load up your matic, light them up. Empty the clip.
Look at y'all. Blowing the vuvuzulas and everything. Yeah. Kill them. Yeah, empty the clip. Man.
That's something for you.
It's crazy.
We just needed a killer bass line dropping right then.
Yeah, that sounded like an intro for a fly mixtape right there.
Dude.
Light them up. Empty the clip.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. All right, what else did I have for you boys? I got some news bloopers I had left over. CBS 2 in Utah. It's triple digits in a town called Vernal. You remember when McKinney was on fire a few years ago? It was like 9,000 degrees.
Yep.
Same thing kind of happened.
Lots of 60s up and down the Wasatch Front and through central Utah. Oh, look at that, Vernal. Apparently, you're all going to die in Vernal today because it's going to be 668 degrees. So. I hope you enjoy your last few hours of life before you burn to death.
God.
Oh, no.
Man. Ooh, that is morbid. Bro, it's 7:30 in the morning. I just woke up.
Ooh, look at this, look at that.
What do we do?
Oh, look at this, look at that.
Ooh, Roof Daddy. Yeah, that's like that show Paradise, right? You know the world's going to end?
Yeah.
They knew before.
Hey. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry about that. Switch this up real quick. Okay, let's go to the BBC news reporter. Fumbled right at the goal line. And I only just got like the last 15 seconds for you, but she went for about 2 minutes. And then right at the goal line, she fumbled, bro.
Now, with a warming climate, rainfall is expected to become heavier and more persistent in the future, which is why people here have taken matters into their own hands to basically protect their homes and their businesses.
Oh no. Took matters into her own hose.
Yeah.
She just got crazy after that.
Basically.
Dude, she sounded like she was on her way to network TV in London.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
Great voice. Dialed. Yes, dialed.
Super talented. Couldn't hold it together.
Hey! It's the weekend! Yes! Finally! I needed it, boy. Let's go to Houston. Weatherman does his report in a scuba gear underwater. You can't hear anything, but it looks really cool, and it's ridiculous if, on air.
No one in the state of Texas has ever broadcast live inside a Aquaria tank and actually dumped the weather, and that's what we're going to do. So coming up in just a second, Brittany is going to show you all the stuff. So I want to see what happens as far as temperature, especially if you're coming up in offices.
I can't believe they let that happen on television. Yeah. He was underwater. It looked cool, but he had a one small step for man, giant leap for mankind moment there.
Exactly.
I'd probably cut that after 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, it sounded pretty cool. You know, we just gave you a little flavor of that.
Yeah,
that
just
gave me claustrophobia
bit.
Just thinking about doing that.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I could do that.
No, I could not.
Do, baby, do. Hey. All right, we got one more. Weatherman hit a cringy little freestyle.
Uh-oh.
It's cringy.
Here we go.
No, don't do it.
Yeah.
Time to get cool.
Hold on, by the way, that's what they said in the control room. No, please. Oh, God.
Who greenlit this? You're fired. We'll see about him.
Here we go. Time to get a forecast.
Do that weather forecast.
All right, you keep going. You beatbox it. Give a forecast here this morning, looking at the weather and that river. Water's flowing, time to get going. Here's the rap song of the morning. Boom!
Yeah. Hey, I did
Boom.
It!
Good job.
Boom. It's easier than I thought.
Lucius, is this in Fort Wayne, Indiana or someplace like that? Where are we doing this?
KBAK CBS 29, I think that's in California.
Okay.
Bakersfield, California.
Bakersfield. All right. A little inland. All right. Here we go.
This is on the baked.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, now it makes sense. Appreciate it, Dawson. I need more context to that.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all be safe this weekend. Ooh.
You too.
Play you some SOS band, too, while you clean up the house at some point. That means me and you are on the same wavelength.
Hey.
My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black Monday. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, right after the G-Bag of the Day. If you ever do miss the G-Bag of the Day, you can get the champion replayed at 2:25 every afternoon here on The Fan. We're live today at Pickler Universe. It's a pickleball dreamland. They got 12 courts in right now. They're working on 12 more over here. Free pickleball for another hour and 5 minutes. Stella Artois is here handing out free coldies. They've had free pizza from Mr. Jim's.pizza. You can get 20% off your entire order this weekend with the code Pickler. Right? That's what you are if you're a pickleball player. You are a Pickler. Wolchuk knows that, and he knows baseball. Where are we going next, buddy?
Love myself some pickles. All right, let's go around the bases. A historic night at the ballpark. We'll take you inside the clubhouse, and Ohtani does it again. That's next in the Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.